Yeah, it's a very good morning all Thursday, April 4, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. And we've got footy tonight. We've got football on at the moment over in the Premier League. Arsenal up against Luton Town, Brentford up against Brighton, Manchester City in action in about 40 minutes' time as well. They're up against Aston Villa. So plenty on this morning. We had an A-League game last night, City FC and Perth Glory over in the West. That finished 1-1 as well. But gather round starts in the AFL tonight. Adelaide up against Melbourne. And gee, the Crows will be under pressure there at home in front of their faithful, considering they've had an 0-3 start to the season. South Australia in party mode ahead of this weekend with all the games to be played there. And of course, the NRL tonight at Amy Park. Melbourne up against Brisbane. And, well, as far as Cameron Munster is concerned, considering this injury and sort of the vagueness around its seriousness, I don't know if I'll be convinced he's playing until you see his name on the team sheet now before kickoff. Morning to you, Lozza. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Mido. Yeah, Cameron Munster, yeah, a groin injury. You need to be really concerned about that. Now, I don't know whether it was old vision I saw on the news last night, but they showed him kicking a ball.
I didn't see that.
Goal kicking. So, mucking around. So, if that's the case, then obviously he's...
At training.
At training. Oh, well, so, obviously he's ready to go. But if it's not, it might be old vision. I'm unsure. But they did show him kicking a ball. But Cameron Munster is very important to Melbourne. I think while they've handled his loss okay, they're a better team with him in it. You know, their last performance against Newcastle, they only went down by 2 points. Jonah Pezzett's a really good player, but he's no Cameron Munster at this stage of his career. We get a good indication to see how the Broncos are going as well tonight. Looking forward to seeing Ben Takura play, the tallest man to ever play rugby league, apparently. Only 19 years of age, but he's a big thing. So Melbourne will sort of go after him when he gets on the field at some stage. But I thought they were really impressive against the Cowboys in those conditions the other night. Adam Reynolds' kicking game was first class. But to go down to Melbourne with a weakened pack and have your star fullback out, it's going to be difficult. Although Tristan Saylor himself is a ideal replacement for a Zach Lomax. For a Reece Walsh, but... Yep, just looking forward to the round to start tonight. There's some good football over the weekend. And, hopefully the rain stays away for what's going to be a great race day on Saturday.
Ah, it's going to be an absolute bumper. All those fields are out. Day one of the championships at Royal Randwick. And, yes, we're very much on rain watch today and tomorrow. Now, today, I'm not seeing it too bad now today. I'm looking at the... Bureau of Meteorology and Randwick.
Tomorrow's
and today, the rainfall now forecast today is up to around at worst 12 mils, but tomorrow 25 to 100 mils, 4 inches of rain at worst forecast for tomorrow. Saturday 6 to 50 mils. So they're the 2 days, particularly tomorrow.
Well, it started to be pushed back a little bit because on the Saturday, it wasn't expected that much. Mm. They were expecting it to sort of clear up by the Saturday and all the rain was coming today and tomorrow. So I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know.
We'll see how it all plays out. Not much we can do about it, but regardless, those fields are mouth-watering stuff heading towards Saturday. But based on what we're going to see tomorrow... And I'll get a track report through soon, but it was a good track yesterday. So I think you can start, we're pretty confident you can do your heavy track form, provided the Bureau hasn't given us an absolute furphy. Mm. We'll see how that all plays out. And you said, Loz, as we came in this morning, that you flicked over to Stan and saw a bit of the boxing last night. It was called The Gathering. It was marketed as the moniker given to the evening, broadcast on Stan as mainly a whole heap of ex-AFL players put on the gloves and had a crack at each other.
Yeah, well, I got home from doing NRL 360 and I thought, I'll look around the grounds on the television, something to watch. And I came across on Stan the fight night. So I switched it on and there was a couple of fights on there. The two AFL fights that I saw. The first one was Dane Swan taking on Dale Thomas. And Dale Thomas was absolutely gassed at the end. He copped a hiding. Dane Swan was just way too good. So that was okay. And then I watched Kane Corns and Nathan Brown because I think everyone wanted to see Kane Corns. I don't know Kane at all, but he's very opinionated.
To say the least.
And I think he rubs people up the wrong way. But I like some of the comments he makes. And he copped a walloping as well. And Nathan Brown, while he wasn't as fit as Kane Corns, and they did it for charity, so well done to them. I think this would work in Brisbane, up there for Magic Round, if they were able to put something like this together on the night before the first game. I think you'd have people turn up. I think you'd get at least 3,000 or 4,000 people to a fight night with ex-rugby league players, for
because
sure.
Because we see mainly current players do that one at the end of the season, don't we, when they put on a fight night. I think you're right, Loz.
No, most definitely it'd work in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Take their idea.
Yeah.
Why I know not? We don't well, like talk, taking AFL ideas, but...
If it makes money and gets interest, who cares?
Most definitely. I think it'll work. I dead set think it'll work because, you know, in a smaller venue like that, you only need 3,000 people, 2,000 or 3,000 people, and you're doing it for charity and everyone feels good about themselves. No one gets too hurt. Only their egos get bruised. And it looked like it was a good night.
I reckon you and Blocker could be co-promoters.
No, not with the new snolls that I got done 2 years ago. We don't want
to co-promote. So you could, yeah, I could. You promote. And Blocker could put the fights together.
Yeah, I wouldn't be participating in it.
No. I wouldn't let you, to be honest.
No, I don't want to show people my skill in the boxing ring. You know, I thought it was something to watch anyway, Mido, during the week. So I think if you put it on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, when do they play the first game, Magic Round? Is it Friday night now?
No, it's Thursday.
They still have the Thursday night?
Yeah. I'm sure
They did something differently, though, didn't they, after year one? What was that?
Oh, you're right, I can't remember. One of our
because there was a big blow-up about it, wasn't there? They played two
maybe
games.
It was on the Friday.
I don't know. Whatever they did, and they changed it. I think something like that would work.
Well, Magic Round this year. Yeah, I think there's no Thursday night game. You are
there's
right,
no
Loss.
Thursday night game. Yes.
So Magic Round's round 11, which starts Friday, May 17. And you've got a double header on the Friday. Mm. Raiders, Dogs, Manly, Brisbane.
Well, we'll be up there for that game because we'll be having a reunion of celebrating the
30 years since 94.
Since 94.
And you beat the Dogs, of course, in that grand final. Yeah.
Got a couple of reunions this year. You laughing at Johnny? Oh, dear.
Jeez, you're all up in Brisbane for it.
Yeah, I remember we won the 94 grand final. And that obviously was the third grand final. And someone said to Steve Wallace, are you going to get the other tattoo? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm going to get the premiers put on my arm. He said, after 94, I'll have to have the old PTO written, please turn over. I've won that many.
Sensational. Well, look forward to that. So, yeah, it's two games Friday night. You've got three on the Saturday, the standard triple header, and there's three games on the Sunday now as well. The Dragons have the bye in Magic Round this year. So that's how it'll all play out in round 11, starting with the 1994 Raiders Premiership reunion.
Yeah, well.
Taking over.
Imagine all us up in Brisbane for 94. Jeez.
Are you up for the whole weekend?
I will be up there. Well, we'll be up there
broadcasting.
I think we're going up broadcasting from up there. So I'll just stay. I think one night may be enough for me.
Mm.
So I'll obviously catch up on the Thursday with the early birds, the ones that get up there early, or the locals, the guys that are living there, which is a few of them. And then, obviously, Friday, we'll start somewhere and finish somewhere.
Oh, gee, what a conundrum for the old Raiders faithful deciding which reunions they've got to sort out this year. So, Loz is mentioning they've got the 30 year for the 94, and you got the 35 year for the 89.
Yeah. Big year in place, Mitter.
And you played, obviously, the Tigers in round 2. I mean, that's too early. You can't go off early. You've got to save it for, you know,
no, exactly
rockstar right. time of the season, probably later in the year.
Actually, yeah, do you celebrate? Yeah, you can celebrate every year. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I was just going to say, because 1990 is like, what's that?
Well, 34 years.
34, geez, 34. Can you do a 34 as well?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
35? You just do it every decade.
When it gets beyond 30, you may as well do it every year.
Yeah, well, you're starting to get old then, aren't you?
No, you lost. I'm never going to attribute the word old to you, ever.
No, well, I'm. You know, my goal is, and I know you'll never stay looking young, but I want to, inside with mind and heart, stay young as I possibly can.
I can confidently say you do that very well.
Mm. I want to be that bloke at 80. People go, yeah. Is he ever grown up? Is that bloke ever grown up?
Well, you're doing it fantastically. Would your missus say you do that pretty well?
Oh, I'm a different beast at home.
Yeah,
if there's just me and Michelle around. But once I get outside those four walls, look out.
All right. The back pages of the papers today, and on the back page of the Telegraph, there's a story about the Roosters. Roosters' five-year stitch. There's a picture of them celebrating their 2019 premiership, and just about, or basically, all their injuries and suspension issues in that time. Let's face it, a lot of clubs go through it, but the Roosters in particular have Trent Robertson's barely been able to pick a full strength side in that period. So just a little story about that. Tigers, back page of the paper as well, down to business, Tigers blueprint from outhouse to powerhouse. So the club unveiled a strategic plan yesterday, and they've placed emphasis on the Southwest Corridor, which they've sort of admitted that, you know, they have neglected a bit, that Campbelltown-MacArthur region, and leveraging that potential nursery. And they've said that no ceiling were the words used in the plan to describe their NRL ambitions. Though boss Shane Richardson says that, you know, everything's benchmarked towards them becoming a top four club. Particularly interested in the stadium and the home base situation there. It's still pretty vague because they're liaising with the relevant councils and also the NRL and Venues New South Wales. But they want to sort of figure out a three-year plan in regards to how they play their home games, basically, going forward, which has been an eternal issue for this club.
Well, I can't believe they've neglected that area, to be perfectly fair, Mido, because it's the fastest growing area in New South Wales, I think. And to have that sitting at your doorstep and not taking advantage of that, I think is madness.
They're going
to
put an office there.
Well, they need to do more than office there. Yeah. They'd need to be working with schools, they need to be working on the ground. And one of the big advantages you can get with a footy team, as big as the West Tigers should be, is your development. Because you can have a pathway system that could save you a lot of money. Because they should be a bit like Penrith, where they're just stacking players up. And when one moves on, they've got a production line there, someone ready to go into that team and be that next man to have success. There's recruitment clubs because they haven't got big junior leagues or they don't invest in their pathways. But you would think a club like the Tigers, it's there for them because they've got so many kids. And if they get them to play rugby league, you will develop superstars in your system that are just there that want to play for the club. And they've got an attachment right from the start with that club. And if you're talent ID is good, you'll spot those kids and you'll have them trained up, ready to go when someone moves on. I can't believe they've never haven't invested in it.
It is incredible, isn't it? When you think of that region, other clubs would kill for a nursery like that and access to talent like that.
Most definitely.
Because, that is young families, kids who love the game. Right,
win their hearts and minds early, be out there going around to schools, turning up on weekends, wherever they need to be, at rugby league, getting the emblem in everyone's mind, talking about the club, talking about the game. I know they probably don't want to be based out there, but they need to spend a bit more time out there.
Definitely. So they're looking to address that. Back page of the Courier Mail today, Saving Sailor, Red Hill Resurrection, how Kev threw son of a gun a Broncos lifeline. Story here about Tristan Saylor Nice story. Obviously went through a lot off the field with that court case. And, well, he's the man filling in at the moment for Reece Walsh. And Wendell Saylor just paying some tribute here to Kevin Walter, saying that basically, without, you know, showing faith in his son Tristan, he would have been taking off overseas. And certainly produced well last week, didn't he, against the Cowboys?
I think he's a really good player, Middo. I think he's a first grader. I didn't really know a lot about Tristan. I saw him play and was hoping that he was going to be a good player and get some chances in first grade. But the last couple of times he's played there, he's handled himself with aplomb, and he's just such a wonderful talent that he should be playing first grade. So, yes, he's biding his time up there in Brisbane, but I reckon there'll be a chance for a club to come knocking at some stage, because if he keeps repeating his performances that he does when Reece Walsh is out of the team, well, who knows, he may well force himself into the 17 somewhere on the bench, or he gets another opportunity at another club.
Back page of the Australian today, and Clifford Land's plan to save the Rebels. So the Melbourne Rebels could be saved after all. So Clifford, being the ex-chair of Qantas, former chief executive of Rio Tinto, Lee Clifford, part of a consortium, private equity backed, that could be set to move the Melbourne Rebels to the western suburbs of Melbourne, which is one of the fastest growing areas in Australia at the moment, and to partner with A-League club Western United. And in the outer suburbs of Melbourne's west, there's a 15,000 seat stadium being built. So the Melbourne Rebels, who, well, we pretty much thought were going to be finishing at the end of this season in Super Rugby Pacific, may in the end be saved, is this article here on the back page of the Australian. I do just wonder, though, overall, is this the best result for Australian rugby? Because when you look at the moment, obviously crowds, etc., are dwindling. So that means more cost to prop these franchises up. And is having five professional teams the best thing for Australian rugby? At the moment, it is no. Because it is leaking money.
I don't know.
But if it's a private equity,
they're putting their own money in rather than Rugby Australia.
Consortium, yeah, exactly. So it depends how it all looks, I guess, the financials. Yeah. But it looks like they could be saved.
Well, one thing they've got to be careful of, Middo, I'd assume, is to go further into debt, Rugby Australia, because they're going to get a windfall with the British and Irish Lions.
Tickets sold out, by the way,
yeah,
for all those tests next year and nearly all the tour games.
And the World Cup. So you're going to make a lot of money out of those two events, but if you've got plenty of debt, that's where the money's going to go. It's not going to be reinvested back into the game, because they're going to have to get rid of their debt. But I hope it works out. But you'd be pretty game, wouldn't you, investing your money into a rugby union team in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's,
unless you had plenty.
Well, yeah, they've obviously got this strategic plan, but partnering with Western United and, you know, putting a lot of effort and resources into winning the hearts and minds of the Pacifica community, and particularly in Melbourne, they think that they can make headway there. So we'll see how that all unfolds. Dick Fain's coming up, obviously wasn't on yesterday as he was catching a flight. So he's going to join us after the news to talk all things American sport. But just as we go to the news, dreadful yesterday that the news came through. 23-year-old jockey Stefano Cerchi has sadly died from injuries that he suffered in a race fall in Canberra a couple of weeks ago. Now, in that period, his parents and his girlfriend, Brittany Fallon, is the daughter of former champion jockey in the UK, Kieran Fallon, great jockey. And Brittany and Churchy's parents flew in from overseas. They've been by his bedside keeping vigil for the last couple of weeks. Stefano arrived here in Australia from the UK just at the start of the year to do some work for Annabelle Neesham, work for her stable. Just so, so tragic. 23 years of age, and we offer our condolences to everyone associated, particularly Stefano's parents and his girlfriend, Brittany, all his friends, family, and we know how hard this hits all the jockeys in particular as well.